In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We are all constantly concerned with worry. Christ spoke to us about worry this morning in the gospel reading. The main worry Christ was concerned with is the worry about materialism. This is clear from the context of the reading, and specifically of verse 24 from today's reading, when he said, "You cannot serve both God and mammon," in other words, God and money. He begins with verse 25 by saying, "Therefore I tell you," we must remember that a therefore is always there for a reason. When Jesus said the word therefore, he is not merely dealing with the symptom of the problem, but rather goes to address the root of the problem. What then is Christ saying to us? Why are we not to worry? Christ is telling us that he will help us through the hard times we will encounter. Here are some reasons as to why we should not worry. Number one, worry is to miss the point of life. Jesus said in verse 25, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you eat or what you drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes?" Christ is telling us that life is far more important than material things. So often our worries are about relatively unimportant and trivial matters, such as food, drink, clothing, houses, and cars. I know food is a big item for me, something I have to work on. As I'm eating lunch, I'm worried about what I'm going to be eating for dinner. Do an analysis of any typical women's or men's magazine, and you will find it is preoccupied with these very things Christ told us not to worry about: clothes, food, and drink. There are many other examples we could discuss. What is important is that Christ said, if we seek fulfillment in material things, then we are missing the point of life. The point of life is to grow closer to God, not material things. Number two, worry is illogical. This one I put in for all you Star Trek fans. Jesus said, "Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they?" And this comes from verse 26. Worry in this case suggests that God is more interested in his pets than his children. Birds are kept alive by food provided by nature, such as worms and insects. They have to spend a lot of time hunting and searching for food, but there is food to be found. Jesus encourages us to look at them and to think about these facts. Therefore, worry misses the point because it is illogical. Number three, worry is a complete waste of time. Jesus said, "Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to your life?" And that from verse 27. What he is saying is that worry is futile, unproductive, and pointless. He is reminding us we cannot add to our life if we can only subtract from it. Worry causes health issues in life that can subtract time from our life. Most things we worry about never happen anyway. Worry misses the point of life because it is illogical and a waste of time. Number four, worry is incompatible with faith. Jesus said, "And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith?" In verses 28 through 30. Faith and anxiety are like fire and water. Faith means trust. Trust in God's care and provision. To be a Christian means that we must trust in God. Sin can sometimes interfere with that trust and lead to worry. Worry misses the point of life. It is illogical, a waste of time, and incompatible with faith. Number five, worry is unnecessary. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. From verse 33. Worry is unnecessary. God promises to provide for our needs. We need to work on our priorities, and good things will happen for us. Here are a few examples from the Bible. The psalmist in Psalm 84 wrote, "No good thing does he withhold from those who walk in blamelessness." And St. Paul wrote to the Romans, "We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." Sometimes, as St. Paul knew all too well, and whom we will commemorate with St. Peter on Thursday, he knew and Jesus experienced our situation. It may be difficult at times, or it may even be painful, but we can always turn to God for help. It is in these times that we can grow closer to him, to work on strengthening our faith rather than questioning it. It is a wonderful opportunity to grow even closer to God in this way. The best way to overcome these five worries is to seek out God and his kingdom. In verse 33, Jesus said, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Seek him out to be in your life. We should seek him out to be a part of our marriages, our homes, our families, and in our lifestyle. Seek him out to help in the lives of others who so desperately need him. Seek him out to set yourself free from anxiety and worry. Don't worry. With God, everything will be fine. Just trust in him. And by all means, don't worry. Everything will be fine. Amen.